Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. I want to share some huge news. So a client of mine who is in the 3-month one-to-one deep dive with me has been going through huge transformations. And what I'm about to share, I'm allowed to share. So she has her last day of working at her job that she really, really disliked. And she has been going through a huge transformation, a huge change. She broke up in a relationship, in a long-term relationship that wasn't good for her anymore. And she moved cities and like just a full-on huge transformation. And she also just got her first paying client. And with this huge change, huge transformation, huge releasing, like there were so many tears, like days and weeks of tears. And now she's in this beautiful renewal, happiness, joy, gratitude feeling and state right now. So with this huge transformation, with this huge wave of change that has been happening with her, I want to share one of the important things that I always share with clients and friends who go through deep transformations, and that is really honoring and celebrating each specific state that you're in. Like if you're breaking up, even if you're leaving a maybe at some point unhealthy relationship, there's still going to be pain. There's going to be a feeling of loss, of grieving, of feeling like, of remembering the good times, remembering the good things. And there's different states in getting over a breakup, for example, or changing jobs. There's different emotional states that you will go through. And as we are going through these different emotional states, it's so powerful to honor each of them fully and not try to make them go away faster. Like if you're in the anger phase or in the grieving phase, if you just try to just be like, okay, I need to get done with the grief today, like that's not honoring your own true natural rhythm and cycle of moving through this transformation, right? We want to work with the body and not dictate to the body how it should feel. So as you are honoring all those different chapters or states in your transformation, as we're honoring them and we're feeling them and we're learning from them, we can also celebrate them. So I just told her to really enjoy the last day, even if it's a job that you really disliked and there's other things that you didn't like about the environment. How can she be grateful for all the lessons that she received in the past, I think around 2 years that she's been working there? How can she be grateful for everything and close out this chapter with gratitude? And that also gives us this clean state to really process this chapter, right? Like when we just go from one chapter to the other and just like run to the next one, kind of like running away from the old chapter, we don't process fully the lessons from the previous chapter. And when we allow ourselves to celebrate these changes and these next steps, we create the space to receive more insights, to receive more gratitude, to receive more energy, receive more happiness and joy and peace, to clean out and process that chapter with more power and clarity. So celebrating ourselves and celebrating different chapters in our lives, especially for women, can be so hard. I had the hardest time ever be celebrating myself for years. I feel like I've only really gotten really good at celebrating myself in the past 4 years and maybe especially the past 3 years. But I remember like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 7 years ago, it was so hard for me to celebrate myself. And at that point, like even 8 years ago, I was learning to really be grateful in every moment and allow myself to be grateful and allow this grateful energy to just generate more grateful energy and more happiness. And so I had gotten good at that, but celebrating myself still felt a little bit different than just being grateful for life, right? Like grateful for life is being grateful for everything around you and within you, but celebrating yourself is more focused on you, has more to do with your sense of worthiness. Do you feel worthy of celebrating yourself? Do you feel worthy of allowing yourself to be celebrated? So I think for women, one of the big reasons why celebrating ourselves feels so hard, especially in the beginning, is because there's this deserving. Do I deserve this? Am I worthy of being celebrated and of celebrating myself this much? I feel like that is a big piece of it. So as we practice celebrating ourselves in those small little ways, like if you want to start your business but posting on social media feels scary and you do your first post, celebrate it. It doesn't have to be with champagne. It doesn't have to be with food. It doesn't have to be with going out. Just do a little happy dance. Say thank you and really celebrate yourself. If you are having hard conversations that feel really fucking hard for you, celebrate yourself for taking those steps. And the more we celebrate ourselves for those small little things, again, we generate more of this energy of, oh my gosh, this life is so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of myself. Oh, I love this life. And the more we generate this energy, the more we will feel more of this energy. And then this is just this whole cycle of more happy, joyful, celebratory energy. And then we feel like we're about to explode because we're so happy. And with this energy, we attract every single thing we want. And so what areas of your lives, what chapters of your lives can you celebrate yourself for? What chapters of your life can you reflect on that you feel like you haven't fully processed yet and can devote some more time, attention, and energy towards to really say thank you for yourself and celebrate them, whether it's doing your first job, whether it's moving out, whether it's moving to a place that you really wanted to move and feel so much more at home. All those big or little things, where do you get to celebrate yourself more? What chapters do you get to process and celebrate yourself for? And when you do the celebration, please message me on Instagram. I would love to hear how that experience goes for you. And I'm sending you a big hug.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.